G'day, it's Phil Edwards, Vision CEO here, with a quick invitation to become part of this amazing beacon of hope called Vision. Together we can put our love into action to help people of all kinds build or rebuild their lives on the truth of God. Please consider the part you can play during our upcoming Visionathon appeal, remembering that it's your support that makes Vision possible, including this podcast.
Rise and Shine, Rise and Shine. With Robbo and Becky on Vision.
Wow, George Mandira joins us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Guten Morgen. Guten Morgen.
Hey, look
so
at
good
this.
To connect with you.
Speaking some German over here. How are you guys doing?
Very good. Yeah, good. Very good. So let's start with that. I mean, obviously, George Mandira, you're based in Nashville, but I don't really know about your background. Whereabouts are you from? You know, is the German just for fun or is that your heritage?
No. I wish I was there. I lived there for a few years before I moved to Nashville. But I was born in Zimbabwe. I'm from Africa. Born in Zimbabwe, lived in South Africa, lived in the UK, lived in Germany, and then now I live in Nashville.
Wow!
But just a bit, a bit of background. I was born in Zimbabwe, grew up there, and then moved to South Africa. Joined a band back in the day called MIC.
Yeah,
you know, which was like a South African pop band. You know. Back when dance music in the 90s, you know, and then was with that band for a while and then left that band and moved to Manchester, joined the Worldwide Message Tribe for a season, got involved with them, you know, doing a lot of outreach stuff, doing a lot of schools work, doing a lot of gigs and stuff. Was just amazing. And then moved to London after that, worked in pop music, you know, but at the same time was touring with Matt Redman and Chris Tomlin. And it's just been a whirlwind, writing songs. And then, you know, the Lord led us down here to Nashville. So now in Nashville.
So it's almost like we've been following your career without knowing your career over all these years.
I don't know. You know, I'm one of those guys in the shadows, you know, I've loved it. Yeah, God's kind of taken me on this long journey and I've been in the music for a long time finally get to release some of my own stuff.
So how long have you been in Nashville for? How long have you been over there, you know, setting up this solo career for yourself?
It's been about 5 years now.
Wow.
So it's been 5 years, but I was always coming to town to write, coming to Nashville to write, you know, this, if you want songs and, you got to go to Nashville, you know, just some great things happening over here. So it's been 5 years now. And like I said before, previous to that, I was in Germany and just traveling back and forth, you know, across the pond. So, but loving being here, it's been great, you know, feeling like it's home now, finally. So we love it.
Now, talking about home, I just saw somebody creep down a hallway behind you on the Zoom. Have we got family over there with you? Have you got the family there with
you? Yeah, so I've got family with me here. I've got my wife, Lucy. We've been married for 20 years. And then I've got two girls. Savannah is 11 and Summer is 8, going on to 16, 17.
Yeah, we've all got those.
You got girl, you know. There's always someone
crying. Yeah, I got girls.
I know.
I know.
And it's usually me crying. You know.
Yeah, lots of hormones, and that's just dad.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, but I've got a God painting on our door.
That's fantastic.
He's like, what's going on?
That's great. Brilliant.
So it's interesting because obviously with the kids' ages, so I'm thinking like. Some have been born like in Germany, you've got like a very multinational family in that respect. So it must make for interesting conversations. And I mean, I don't know, does everyone speak different languages?
Yeah, no. So the kids were born in England, and then we moved to Germany when they were pretty young. So they, you know, they obviously speak the Queen's English. Well, the King.
That's yes, right. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh, I'm back in time. You know, I'm still missing the Queen. You know, I don't know. But yeah. And then we moved to Germany. You know, they learned German. You know, and which was amazing. And so it's pretty funny now. We see all the videos, and they were speaking fluent German. Now it's all gone.
Wow.
It's amazing how fast it goes. Now they, you know, sound very southern. Very country. So it's amazing. I'm like, who are these kids? You know, like Yeah, but yeah, you know, God's just been so kind that, you know, we've got to live in a few different places and just experience different cultures and stuff, you know. So it's been enriching for the family, for all of us, and especially for the kids as well.
Yeah,
that's so
I love
cool.
it. The international moves with children are interesting, aren't they? So good. Hats off to you and girls, settling them in as well is always interesting.
Oh, now Becky, I tell you, you know what I mean? I'm losing my hair. I don't know if you can see it. Slowly but surely. Yeah. No, but it's been amazing. You know, like even with the move, I feel like, you know, especially, you know, I feel like what I do has been a calling from the Lord and stuff. And so, you know, it's kind of like he calls the whole family, right? You know, there's no way I could do this if, you know, there wasn't grace for everyone to fit in. And so it's just been amazing how he's prepared, you know, God prepared everyone's hearts and just made everything click, you know. And, you know, there's challenges, but it's overall, it's been pretty amazing. We had great community here already, great friends that we knew here. And so, you know, they welcomed us pretty amazingly. So we felt like we were stepping into a place where we already had community. But you're absolutely right. It can be challenging.
It can. I love that. I love that. Now, the music is just amazing. And, you know, you said a little bit earlier, so it's like you've sort of come out of the shadows, which I can imagine can be a bit, if you're writing for someone else, sort of the pressure's off there performing it. But now you're writing and singing your own stuff. So tell us a little bit about Not Even Once. How did that come about?
Wow. I mean, Not Even Once is then got to write that with an amazing, two amazing guys, you know, Brian Fowler and Micah Kuiper. You know, they're amazing writers and producers here in Nashville. They've been doing stuff for many years, you know, with Toby and just, you know, just amazing songwriters. And so we got to connect, I think it was kind of towards the back end of COVID, you know, and we're just in a room and just talking about life, you know, what everyone was going through. And I guess we just started sharing our stories. And I'm a kid from Zimbabwe, like I said, you know, and growing up, you know, if you guys have been to Africa, you know, back in the day, there just was no room. I mean, music, you know, there wasn't an industry there to ever try and do what I was, you know, what I'm doing now. And so it was just absolutely a miracle. A band comes to town. I meet a band on tour, you know, they invite me to be part of the band. Next thing, I'm in Australia. Actually, one of the first places I ever went was Australia to Wonderfest.
I remember.
You know, we played Wonderfest in Rudy Hill. I'll never forget it. And so, you know, I mean, so God literally takes this kid from Zimbabwe who used to look up at the sky. I've got seven brothers. And, you know, we would sit out, you know, at night because, you know, they turned off the electricity. And we would look at, you know, we lived under the flight path and we'd see all the planes going by and say, oh, that one is going to America, that one's going to England, that one's going to Australia. We'd just argue about, we didn't know where the planes were going. but we would argue, cool. Everybody was an expert. But, you know, I just had a sense that God was going to take me around the world and I was going to serve him through music. But it was just an impossible dream. And so now getting to look back and see what God has done in my life from taking me from this kid from Zimbabwe who knew nothing about anything and, you know, taking me around the world, you know, I can look back and just say, God, you know, you've been so faithful, you know, and I was just sharing that and just at every turn, you know, it's been miracle after miracle after miracle and just his favor. And through highs and lows, I can honestly say, you know, just God's just been consistent and faithful and he's brought me through so much. And so the song came out of that, just wanting to remember, you know, looking back and just, you know, giving God the glory, really, for bringing me through and bringing us all through. You know, we all got a story, right? Each and every one of us, we can look at our lives and be like, man, Lord, where would we be without you? You know, and so, you know, that's what the song is about. It's just celebrating God's faithfulness, you know, in our lives, basically.
That's so good. And that's obviously, like, in the lyrics, you're talking about God's faithfulness. But there's a line that always catches me when I hear it. It says, you have never failed me. And it's a funny thing because that's, I think, all about perspective, because there's oftentimes we can feel like God's failed us, like, oh, God, you've let me down, or you've, you know, let me, you know, experience something I didn't want to experience. And so we can feel like God's failed us. But obviously, you know, in those lyrics, you've said, well, God's never failed me, even though, you know, I'm sure you've experienced all sorts of highs and lows and disappointments. So how do you kind of reconcile that within the lyrics?
I mean, you know what? I mean, we all on a journey, right? And it's just, you know, I think the more you've seen God do just over and over again, just like you've seen him work. And it's just, you know, I guess it builds your faith, right? You know what I mean? You've seen what he's done. And not only my own life, But, you know, you look at other people's lives and or just situations and you just time and time again. And even in the Bible, we see how he's always been good to his people and he's always come through, you know, time after time, time after time. And he's the same God, right, who was delivering people then. And then the more you live it and you see it, I think, you know, then there's just faith that you can sing that, Lord, I know, I trust, I know that you have never failed me. Like, and so I guess that's what, like, you know, for me, you know, that I get to sing that and know that it's true. It's the truth.
That's awesome.
Have you, George, have you been, George, I've been blessed to actually visit Zimbabwe, gone to Harare, gone to Vic Falls. I've got some wonderful, amazing. yeah, one of the best times of my life. The food wow. blew me away. The people blew me away. Do you get a chance to take, you know, this kid who laid out there with your brothers looking at the stars, looking at the planes, you've been on this amazing journey that God's taken you on. Do you get a chance to take you and your family back there and bless the next kid from Zimbabwe with this music?
Man, and that's what I'm trying to do. I mean, geographically, it's just so hard, you know, with visas and stuff. So we've actually been stuck in the US for a bit. We haven't been able to travel because of our green card. We're in the process of doing our green card. And it's almost been 4 years waiting for it.
Wow.
And so it's been hard. But yeah, I've not had a chance to take my family recently. My wife and obviously has gone, you know, we've been a few times and I've still got family there. And yeah, I'm just getting involved in, you know, there's a lot of just young people, community that I'm in touch with back in Zimbabwe, actually, that I'm just trying to encourage. Yeah. And also just give a leg up because I know that, you know, where I am today, it's not because of anything, you know, that I've done on my own. There's just been people who have championed me and just poured into me. And so definitely trying to do the same thing, you know, although I'm not there physically, but, with the internet now, there's just so much you can do, you know, but definitely physically, I mean, you know, just involved in a couple of different charities that I just support there and just looking to do more, you know, the need is so great. And back home in Zimbabwe, you've been there. And so, you know that. I am actually trying to do some stuff. Haven't done any music yet myself, you know, by myself. But hopefully that's what I'm trusting the Lord for. You know, hopefully I can go out there and share my music.
So home. Good. Well, we do pray that you will get a chance to get back home and get back to Australia too. We'd love to see you come down under. It's all in the future. So, mate, great to chat today. We really appreciate sharing some time. And I guess I used to love listening to Worldwide Message Tribe back in the day. So it's great to have that connection and realize that you were a big part of that back in the day as well. So great to chat, George. We look forward to hearing more music from you coming down the track real soon.
Thank you. And thank you so much for playing my music, guys. And thank you for, you know, just taking it. And we appreciate what you guys do time after time. So be blessed and stay safe. And so hope to get to meet you all.
So good.
Just
thanks, brother.
Just before you go, I know you had a part in writing Cliff Richard's Christmas song that was big this year. So I just wanted to say we went home for Christmas because my family's from there and listening to it, driving around, playing on all the secular stations was just amazing.
Yeah,
so
cool.
Nice work on that one.
Thanks, Becky. So I mean, hey, you know, God, you know, God is the way of doing things. You know, you write a song and you never know where it's going to end up. And for me, it's like, I can't believe it. You know, I grew up on Cliff Richard. It's like,
it's amazing. Go you. I love it.
Incredible.
I love it.
Thank you.
Take care.
What part of the UK are you from? Sorry.
I was born in Dorset, but my family now live in Bath.
Okay,
but I've got a Kiwi accent because I've lived in New Zealand a long time.
Okay. So. All right. Well, listen, we still love you. Don't worry.
Just. All right. You're on.
Perfect ending, Judge. Perfect ending, Judge. Bless you, man. Be blessed.
Thanks, bro. Yeah.
Thanks again for your time.
Okay, guys. Take care.
Good luck with those girls. Bye-bye. Good luck with those girls.
You too, Max.
Bye.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thanks for taking time to listen to this audio on demand from Vision Christian Media. To find out more about us, go to vision.org.au.